Hi, it's Linda Ferguson from NLP Canada Training. Do you ever just go with the flow? Maybe there are people around you who have said, hey, chill out, just go with the flow. It's all good. Well, take a minute and imagine going with the flow. Maybe you've been to one of those water parks with a lazy river and you are cruising in an inner tube. You have no control over where you're going. You have no control over your speed. You're just sort of rocked gently on your way. Sometimes you might bump a little. You might laugh a little. You're just going with the flow. And that's okay when you need a break. That's okay when having your own direction might disrupt everyone around you. But it's not okay when you want to do something, anything, when you want to set your own course, when you want to control your own speed, your own direction. Lots of people go with the flow, and they go with the flow because something has happened, or maybe many things have happened, and it's just hurt too much to decide, what do I want? They've been knocked down. They've had career disappointments. They've had relationship heartbreak. They might have had health issues. And so they sit and they reflect on the now and they say, what I've got isn't that bad. There's all kinds of things in this very moment to value, to be glad of. Why don't I just go with the flow? And when you're going with the flow, hope is a ridiculous concept because there's nothing to hope for. There's no possibility of anything outside the flow, and so there is nothing that could change. But if as you go with the flow, if as you are carried along by a stream of other people's expectations, of circumstances beyond your control, if at any moment you wake up from that pleasant sleepiness of going with the flow and look around and realize there's something beyond the edges, then hope starts to wake up. It starts to stir inside you and make a difference and make you wonder if something else isn't possible. And hope doesn't like to be lonely. And so hope starts poking around inside until it awakens desire. And desire doesn't go with the flow. Desire creates the flow. If the flow is water, then desire is fire. And it's hot, and it's warm, and it's undefined. It's hard to see its edges. But you know it's there. And when you notice it within you, when you notice that somewhere in you there is a fire, you know it because it energizes all those nerve endings and it makes you want to do something. Almost anything, but usually there's something. For me, it's writing. If I go more than a few weeks without writing anything, I get that itch. I get that fire. I know I need to write something. It's not a matter entirely of making a conscious choice, except to write in and acknowledge what is already within me, that drive to do something. And it wakes up with hope. And hand in hand, hope and desire make you look at the world differently, make you take action, make you test, make you find edges, make you cross boundaries, make you look for that gleam in the eye of someone else that shows you they know what desire is, that it is awake in them and active in them. And when you notice in other people, your desire grows too. So that being surrounded by people who know what it is to want something, to want control and direction and momentum, to want tangible results, and to want it at a level below thought, a level that feels like it is running in your bloodstream. That grows your own desire, and it grows the desire you recognize in other people. And this is how movements start. This is how the world gets changed. This is how excellence is developed. This is where people find not the patience, but the drive to endure attempt after attempt, practice session after practice session, until they can do that thing they want in their blood, in their bones, and in their fire. And this is what we're going to awaken in you at our Hope Symposium. I hope I see you there.